New Life, conversation number 464. Hello, thank you for being with us in New Life, the series of educational programs with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello. Yael. Our topic today is anti-Semitism, more specifically the phenomenon of denial, the anti-Semitism. I'd like to start with a new story. I'm as a 40 years old Israeli, grew up here, served the army and traveled the world a bit. And I didn't notice the phenomenon of anti-Semitism. And this year, specifically after the recent operation in Gaza, there are many reports in television and in the media about anti-Semitism in the world. And even then, I didn't quite understand what we were talking about. Till 2 months ago, I went to Russia and I was in St. Petersburg in some very respectable hotel. I was there for about a week. And one morning, my room partner told me, "Hey, look, they draw on the shower door, cross, like a Nazi cross. So someone, I don't know who, left us a present on the shower door, maybe the cleaner or someone. So since then, I'm examining every report about it in the media in a different manner. So, yeah, please present us the topic. So really, following what Owen just said about our sensation as Israelis, of all this phenomenon of Israel, of anti-Semitism, when we spoke about how you explain that this phenomenon exists, as an alarm bell for us, the Israelis, to wake up and start disseminate, disperse all this methodology of love throughout the entire world. Right. So we as Israelis are not aware of the phenomenon, not even thinking or aware of it. Even my husband, whose parents escaped from two world wars, even he is an Israeli who experienced it, his family come from there. Tell me always, well, if they have a problem, they should come here, referring to the Jews overseas. We're in a different time. We have the country. If they have a problem, they should come here. We don't feel anti-Semitism. We don't know what it's like. And we also do not feel the other Jews who are in Europe or in the United States. We don't even feel any alongsiding with them or identifying them. I kind of blocked up towards them. If they have a problem, they should come here and that's it. And in this program, we'd also like to understand the roots for this phenomenon of us being so blocked towards it, us, the Israeli Jews, and also, if possible, to open our heart a bit, that we will also feel the Jews that are overseas in the diaspora, and also for us to be able to feel what does it mean, this whole thing. It's probably not for no reason that we are in denial of all this. I don't think it is possible. I don't think it is possible to pass on or explain what anti-Semitism is for someone who have not experienced it. Impossible. You need to travel abroad and to truly go through a few incidents, very, very clear cases, yeah, of anti-Semitism, and then accordingly, possibly get to feel what is the extent, the degree of hatred, natural hatred on part of the nations of the world, each and every nation, more or less in its style, who hate Jews, hate the people of Israel, hate the country of Israel. And that phenomenon is a natural phenomenon in each and every person who is not Jewish. And you can call upon this phenomenon and awaken it up to turn a person into a real prominent, outstanding anti-Semitic person. Start from zero and finish 100%. So how is it different from the sensation we are feeling from the hatred we feel from our neighbors? No. These are enemies. This is something else. They don't hate us for being Jews. They hate us because we are in their land that we came 100 and something years ago. and started settling here. Why? How come? According to what account? What, something of 2,000 years ago? Oh, it's not customary nowadays. Hence, they claim that we are here, really not in our place. Over the last hundreds of years, like hundreds and hundreds of years, Arabs lived here. Well, call them Palestinians, doesn't matter, though it's not a right name, it's not a correct name. Palestinians was a very ancient nation or tribe that lived here in the days of the Bible. Even then, not all over the country, more around the area of the city of Ashkelon, down south. Plishtim, yes. And hence we came to a place that was pre-populated. So how come we got here? We came here, according to what account, that we always wanted to go back here? Right, we wanted, but it's occupied now, it's taken. So how does it feel you as a person who did live overseas, did experience anti-Semitism? I, out of 70 years of my age, I lived 30 years among a different nation. So tell me, what is the difference? I can feel the hatred of the Palestinians or... No, that exists among each nation who have some fight over territory or something like that, that for the time being weren't arranged between them. Well, you can arrange it and be friends. Never think at all. Yes. Here it's impossible. And you're feeling it? Yes. Hatred of each and every nation towards the Jews is hatred that is not going away. It repeats itself over different periods, in different manifestations. Nevertheless, it exists in the world. And there's nothing to talk about it. There's plenty of books and research about it. We explain where it stems from, because we, as a nation who are not by normal nationality as definitions, we are a nation only according to having a special idea, special ideology to come to unity, to connection, to equivalence of form between us, to brotherly love, to love their friend as themselves, etc. Meaning we have a spiritual ideal, meaning to the extent that we'll be connected through our hearts. And we invite to the same circle of ours that we want to become. Yeah, we invite each and everyone from the other nations who too can come. Hence, French, Spanish, Roman, doesn't matter whom, all can come to us and as if become Jews. And they turn into Jewish, 100%. I cannot become French, because I can't. But they can become Jews, because it is an artificial nation. It is not a nation where people lived in a certain place and then got married and then they have a specific genes and all that. No. Here, it is only according to an idea, a path, and a goal towards which we are attracted, according to the idea, according to a task, a goal. Hence, a special nation. As it is written, even there's a special nation who is not part of the nations of the world. I'd like to repeat that phenomenon of Israelis who can't feel not only anti-Semitism, but also cannot feel the difficulty in their hearts, in the hearts of their Jewish brothers living throughout Europe or the U.S., who do experience anti-Semitism. I'll tell you, one of my friends went to some event in France to visit her family when there was a big storm there about and some French people even moved to Israel. There's a lot of the bigger rise of anti-Semitism in France. And she said, what it felt in the streets? She said, look, it's correct that they don't wear the yarmulke kippah anymore, and they don't go with the things that identify them as Jews. It's true, we don't go down the street and not speaking Hebrew, but I didn't feel anything. I didn't even feel anti-Semitism. I didn't even feel, she didn't even feel some anxiety on their part, people who live there, and take a measure of a defense in order not to, security measures, in order not to be victims to anti-Semitic attack. So how come we don't feel it? We are the same nation, the same ideology, the same idea. Rav Lightman, totally not. Why are you saying such words? Where are we same nation? In what am I similar to that French who live in France, that he's Jewish and I'm Jewish? Yeah, there's kind of a brotherhood between them. Which one? There is that sensation of brotherhood to a Jew overseas. I feel closer to someone who's not Jewish. In what? It's kind of a sensation in the heart. I don't have any other explanation. I feel that to some extent it does belong to my extended family, and the other isn't. Very simple. We have similar holidays, tradition, in common tradition, yet we belong to the same so-called group. Well, I would say that it's all nice and well, but it's not enough. It doesn't hold that connection between us. It doesn't hold enough. Rather, we are more like brothers in the time of trouble, because we are pressured, hence we are feeling ourselves as related to one another, and totally not because we have the same holidays, them and I. Where are these holidays? There's hardly anyone observing them, and according to assimilation and the young generation, how they cross married and all that, we see it's no longer valid. Is there a chance for me to be able to feel him and feel the person there is in a state of trouble, or maybe he's not? I can't feel it in his case. I can't feel. You say it's something natural? I've seen Israelis overseas who grew up here and are traveling there or something. They don't feel, they don't behave as a Jew who live overseas behave. What's the difference? Well, a Jew who live overseas act silently, behave lowly. He isn't prominent. He understands his space, how he should be less identified and not to be felt or anything. And those Israelis, no, they feel themselves as in their mom's house when they get overseas. And they will be taught how to behave. No, it's not the same times as before. But really, if I speak of what was there 15, 20 years ago, it was really their behavior overseas was really, I don't know how to say it, like animalistic. It was, had such audacity, and they didn't even feel it. They didn't feel anything about it. I think that denial of anti-Semitism that also exists in the people of Israel, what exists here in Israel, it's not a denial as more like if I don't have that sensation within, if I've never felt hatred towards me in a way that pressure me, limits me, scares me, that it's really that I feel myself as second class within the society. There's no such thing. Here we feel ourselves in our place. Who can tell me anything? I live in my country, I'm a citizen, and there's no one more than me here, and I'm not less than anyone else. Hence, this sensation is, how shall I put it? It's a sensation of one can feel it only if one moves overseas and live there for many years, and then he can feel how he is not first class, as he inferior second class, and he's hated, and only for being Jewish, for no other reason, I'll switch now to the Jews of the diaspora, of the abroad. They too also in kind of a type of, as you said in, to start with, that it won't happen to me. They don't really, they're not really aware of the full dimension of the phenomenon and the course of it. They're sort of saying, hold on, it's not that bad. I can keep on living here also in these conditions. It happened also prior to the Second World War for the Holocaust. So what's the difference between the denial of today's denial and then the denial that existed in those days? I don't think there's a big difference. What does that mean? Because then the Jews lived in Germany. They saw how the situation deteriorate. They really witnessed, they could witness what is happening. They thought, nevertheless, it will go away. It's not that bad. It's here and there. And it happens. Okay, it happens. And they're able to go to all kind of countries. I'm talking the early years prior to the Holocaust, when there was still an option to travel everywhere and establish yourself, and they didn't do it. Rather later on, and the Nazis pressured them to exit, and they didn't want to leave. The Nazis told them, "We will kill you. Those who stay won't leave." Still, they didn't want to leave. And when they started to build the concentration camps and death camps, then they wanted to leave. No one accepted them. And those Jews, American Jews, did nothing in order to receive them in the U.S. Moreover, some of them were in the government and recommended the American presidents, the American government, not to receive the Jews. There's very same Jews. Yeah, so this familiar depiction sounds very far from nowadays' situation. You said that you're feeling that the nowadays denial for the Jews of Europe is very similar to what was then. Why not? Because the state is not as bad as it was then. That will change very quickly. This is no problem. Try and describe to me nowadays what a person feels. I'm interested in feeling and understanding what does a person feel. What felt a Jew then in the years prior to the Holocaust versus what a person in Europe feels nowadays. What does he feel? How does he see? What goes through his mind nowadays, a Jew in Europe? Today, yeah, nowadays. Also need to think prior to going out to the street, prior to going anywhere public, prior to traveling or going somewhere. Yet he needs to see where is he, with whom he is meeting, what is happening, where he needs to, in the place he needs to get to, etc., etc. He needs to check if he's not in a threat, a life threat. As simple as that. I'm saying it because many cases happening on a daily basis, and to ignite it, there's no problem. Now we are still in a state whereby those anti-Semitic groups that are leading the process, they setting up the ground. They only filling up people's mind in all the countries that all the troubles are because of Israel. All the troubles, all the problems are because of things Israel is doing. And they can succeed in it because in each and every one, down since Babylon and all the history of Israel, the nations of the world, he has a seed of hatred towards Israel. Hence to develop it, to pour a bit of water, feed a bit that seed that from which something will start sprouting a true hatred. It's not a problem. Nowadays, actually, in Europe, they speak of the fact that it's not hatred to Israel, rather it is hatred to the Jews. They speak of the fact that in Germany, you can hear sentences in the street like, put the Jews in the gas chambers, burn down the Jews. Things weren't heard for over many years. It's something new. And they say it really speaks of pure hatred to Jews and not hatred of Israel is something that was sort of convenient for us to look at as hatred towards Israel. So what? We didn't learn anything? No, we are a stiff-necked nation. We don't learn. We learn nothing. Nothing. So what? Will repeat itself like that all the time? This is the solution? Well, I'm not a prophet. But the fact that nowadays the wisdom of Kabbalah is being disclosed, being revealed, which explain to us what is the root of the problem and how should we care for it. Really do like root canal treatment that give us hope to be able to reach the Jews and explain to them what is the force that is in our hands. And thanks to this force, we are capable of remove totally all this anti-Semitism, healing all that defect by organizing ourselves to be as one man with one heart as prior to the destruction, as we lived like that. And due to that high degree that we show how, to what extent it is possible to be as a nation that is held only by mutual love, we too will be able to present this form of existence to the whole world, because the entire world is in great need of it. The world is on the doorstep of a terrible crisis in all life's manifestations: economy, education, family life, kids' education, each and everything. The crisis is general, is global. And exiting this crisis is possible only by us giving to the world the method of the right connection above the ego. And that exists in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in our wisdom of Kabbalah. If we will pass that on, we'll be able to connect and connect the whole world into it. It is also written about it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And a whole plan is detailed there, how that all we have to do is realizing it. No, then denial of the phenomena, how will they be able to hear it? Who? Well, the Jews overseas and the Israelis in Israel denial the phenomena, suppress it. So we need to ignore it. It's like a kid who doesn't want to eat, so you shove it down to him in all kind of forms until they will understand the extent to which they are obliged in it, because they have no other choice, because there's no other option, there's no other method that can save them. And even in the last moment, when they'll come, they'll reach them with a knife in their hands, maybe then they'll hear. We must, as much as possible, not wait for that time, rather to try to give it to them, even forcefully. Yes, we identify here are two mechanisms that need to be softened up, to cope with. One is the denial of the phenomenon of anti-Semitism in general. It is difficult to see also for us, the Israelis and the Jews living in the diaspora, to even see the phenomenon in its full intensity as it currently exists. That's one barrier we have to, obstacle we need to cross. And the other obstacle is, all right, we feel there's anti-Semitism here. We need to understand that it doesn't just exist. It exists for us to pass the force of love to the entire world. So there's also a second barrier we need to cross, being to see how are we willing to take on the task. There's denial to the fact that we have the force of love and that we need to pass it on. This is the second barrier, obstacle. One is for anti-Semitism and second is towards our task, our goal, our role, rather. So how can we bypass or go through or take care of those two obstacles? Because how can you reach to the person? We need to be able to reach the person, because if he's not aware of it and he's not willing to do anything, he won't, what will he do? So we need to come to Israelis not with explanation about anti-Semitism because it doesn't bother them. But what bugs them is some dairy products cost and the security state, accommodation, all kind of such things. And then we come with our explanation corresponding to their problems, because indeed the connection between us is due is here to resolve all our problems, no matter what problems. Hence, we basically can come, we have what to come to them with. This is how we are using the wisdom of connection, really what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us, in order to show them that by the right connection between us, we can reach a certain social acceptance, very good and well, so much so that we can turn our lives much easier, much nicer, much more organized, comfortable, without that gap between these mega-rich and the poor. Had we done inner order here, new order, social order in Israel, how would it affect anti-Semitism? Directly, the entire world, it would affect. Why? Because this is how the world exists. The world is all round, it's all connected, it's all integral. We only now discover that it's really interconnected, each detail connected to all the details. And we, if we as Israel, and we really affect the world, you see how much the world take us into account. Had we changed ourselves, now we're on the side of the whole world. If all of a sudden we change ourselves into connection, circle, love, the world would immediately agree with us. Immediately they would agree with us. Instantly, I'm telling you. It's not that in tens of years till they... No, our influence upon them is amazing. We are in the root of their existence, of each and every one. Hence, they are always feeling like that kind of a negative attitude towards Israel, or positive. They're feeling that there's something here. They can't get rid of it. They would immediately identify that we are on a different path, as they really expected us that. And if they would follow us, that we will become like light for the nations, they will come to prosperity, and we have no option of saying that the Jews bring all the problems in the world, because indeed in that will bring all the good. Thank you very, very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you also, Yael, and you, the viewers, for being with us. Thank you. See you in the next program of New Life.